Mighty is the power of the cross. Behold the Lamb of God, the perfect sacrifice. Mighty is the power of the cross.
Welcome to the Cross at Kerrville program. The Bible says in Amos 9:11 and Isaiah 2:2 that God's tabernacle will be rebuilt in the last days by the Gentiles. Today, a type of tabernacle is being built in the heart of the Texas Hill Country at the same latitude as Israel, approximately halfway between the Atlantic and Pacific Oceans on Interstate 10. This amazing outdoor tabernacle is not a church or a ministry. It is a free sculpture prayer garden, the Coming King Sculpture Prayer Garden, where thousands of visitors from around the world are experiencing the presence and power of God 365 days a year at the foot of the empty cross. This massive 77-foot, 7-inch, Core 10 steel sculpture is the most symbolic cross in the world. The spiritual accounts you are about to hear are real and are evidence that the Scripture is true.
This is Roy Holly, your host for The Cross at Kerrville. Today we're going to share some amazing true stories about the cross in Kerrville, Texas, where the presence and power of God is manifesting every day to thousands of people from around the world. But first, let me introduce one of our sponsors.
Are you or someone you love caught in the trap of sin, addiction, abuse, and depression? Are you experiencing fear, poverty, anger, or rejection? Those cycles can be broken. Christ will set you free. Loweda Rashke, a licensed ordained minister of the gospel and TV radio evangelist, will teach you how to know the truth and be free. John 8:32. Learn Bible principles to break the destructive cycles of sin, fear, or abuse in your life and walk into the destiny and identity that God intended. Watch Loweda's Be Free program on the National Impact Network on Dish and DirecTV, or listen to her Be Free radio program on KRVL 1230. Visit her website at loweda.org. That's L-O-U-A-D-A.org for information, resources, or to have her come speak at your ministry event. Loweda Rashke Ministries is a proud sponsor of the Cross at Kerrville radio program.
Many wonderful companies have donated their time and services to build the Coming King Sculpture Prayer Garden in Kerrville, Texas. We want to thank and encourage you to support these Christian-owned businesses. Chensky Incorporated, Vocal and VEI Engineering, Guadalupe Electric, Gardens at the Ridge, Billy Long Enterprises, Watson Farms, Love Creek Orchards, Danny's Tiles, Newsom Sprinklers, Alamo Crane, Mike's Crane, Mid-Tex Pumps, Tenon Drilling Company, STI, Ecotech, Deb Steel, Eagle Bronze, Jeweled Steel, and Max Griner Jr. Designs. Would you please support and join these fine Christian-owned companies by making your own gift today to the Sculpture Prayer Garden so construction can continue? This is good ground to sow good seed. Thank you for your prayerful consideration.
Welcome to the Cross in Kerrville radio show today. We have our co-host with us this morning, as we always do, Loweda Rashke. Loweda.
Hello. Hello.
Merry Christmas to you.
Merry Christmas and Happy New Year. We're entering into 2019, and I believe God has some amazing things for the Coming King Sculpture Prayer Garden and
his
people.
I think it's going to be a big year for us.
I do too. I do too.
Before we go any further, tell us a little bit about what you do and about your ministry, real briefly.
Oh, I have the most wonderful joy and fun of getting to minister for the Lord through TV and radio and at conferences and different things and lead worship. I am just a happy girl because God lets me be a part of what he's doing through Loweda Rashke Ministries.
Now, you have your own ministry.
I do. Uh-huh.
And is it a 501c3?
It is. Uh-huh.
So people that donate can take it off their taxes.
They absolutely can, and I believe God would minister to them and bless them for ministering to others, and they can go to loweda.org, L-O-U-A-D-A.org, L-O-U-A-D-A.org.
Took the words right out of me. All right. That was my next question. All right. All right. As always, we have a special guest for our show. And sometimes we have two or three. Sometimes we have one. We have a real good one today. If you would introduce her and let's talk to her a little bit.
We have Chase Spencer of Mercy Gate Ministries, and she is absolutely beautiful inside and out. Chase, you just shine with the glory of the Lord and with your personality He's given you and just the beauty on the inside and the outside. And we're so glad to have you here today.
I'm so glad to be here.
Yes, and God is doing some amazing things in Mercy Gate Ministries. Tell us a little bit about what that is.
Okay. So Mercy Gate is a 501c3 nonprofit organization that was birthed a year ago, planted in the Lord's heart, obviously, from the foundation of the earth. And I've been ministering to people for roughly 12 years, but we actually formed it a year ago. And what we do is we help people who are coming out of sex trafficking, people who are homeless, people who are in addiction. And so we just help those that the Lord puts on our hearts. And so the Lord, a little bit ago, and I would say probably about 6 months ago, we started really, really asking Him, what is it you want us to focus on? You know, and we needed to narrow it down a little bit. And so it was the trafficking. And so we have a home that we are now getting. And so it will be in Ingram. And so we will have a home for the women. And when they get rescued, they will come to the home to heal. And the home will not just be for trafficked women, but we are going to, that will be first choice. If the Lord brings somebody in, we've got three people in there and they're traffic victims, but somebody comes and the Lord opens the door for them, then and it's more addiction or life destructive life cycles, then we'll still open.
Now, how is that being financed? Is just people just give to your ministry, different individuals? And how can they do that?
And foundations. Okay. So through individuals, they can go to mercygateministries.com and donate through there.
You might want to mention that one more time.
mercygateministries.com.
Awesome, awesome. Well, tell us of the connection between Mercy Gate Ministries and the cross and how the Lord spoke to you.
Oh, I would love to. So it was October 2015, and to be very transparent, my husband and I were going through a little bit of a rough patch. I'm in ministry. He wanted, you know, he said, you're gone a lot. And so we were just trying to figure out life with ministry. And so I remember it was a really, really hard day. And I ran up there. I said, I've just got to hear from you, Lord. And so I ran up to the steps and went and was going to go pray. And literally fell down, like right in front of the where the waterfall is and the cross. I mean, fell down and just started to weep and cry out to Him and just say, I know that I'm called to do these things with you and for you and with your people, but I have to put my family first. And so I need to hear from you. Excuse me. And so fell down. I was holding on to that big old iron cross and just crying out to Him. And all of a sudden, I felt a hand come on my back. And it was a friend of mine. Of course, she didn't know I was going to be there. And right when she put her hand on my back, I heard everything will be different in 2 years.
Wow.
Everything. And I thought, because she put her hand on my back, I thought it was for her. God is so merciful. It was actually for both of us. And so literally 2 years from that day, Mercy Gate was birthed.
Wow.
And it was very, very powerful. Since that time, the Lord has supernaturally come into my home and told me all the things that were to come. And so, but to know what really started at that cross and when I was holding on, crying out and saying, and I was crying out for a different reason, but He was just telling me, you're on the right path. I'll take care of the rest. And so it was a trust and it was a faith that had to happen. And the hope, you know, when you hear something like that and you know beyond a shadow of a doubt that it's Him, and that you know that he's telling you it's going to be okay. And so, you know, my husband and I, John, we walked through a bunch of things. It was a beautiful, amazing, learned a lot. But the ministry was birthed up there.
Awesome.
I mean, He told me what was to come. And it, and He said 2 years. And the funny thing is, He told me the very same thing 6 months ago.
So how's the ministry going today?
Amazing. He came, when I say He came to my home on 11-1, of last year, of 2017, He woke me up with His big giant hand through the clouds three times because I was being a brat. And I said, I'm tired.
We never do that.
I was like, I'm tired. Because at the time, my daughter was waking up in the middle of the night a lot. And I told him, I said, I'm tired. Can I talk to you in the morning? And he said, no, we got to talk right now. And so He woke me up on 11-1 at 11:01 p.m.
Wow.
Tell me He was trying to get my attention. And that was the day that He told me all the things that were to come. And exactly what He said thus far has happened. And
wow.
So there's, And I just saw his giant hands. It was so beautiful and supernatural. But to draw the cross in with all this, I spent an enormous amount of time up there in 2015. And well, really all the way from, say, well, 14, 15, all the way. I mean, but I don't go up there as much now just because of the time. I'm so busy. But those were times that I spent up there, hours and hours and hours spent with him up there, just listening and praying and asking for what does he have for this community, this region? What is he doing here? And I got so many downloads, and I've got piles and piles of notebooks of things that he told me up there.
Oh, that's so awesome.
How does your friend react to this? I remember when I first telling my friends that I was going to this cross in Kerrville. This is a long time ago. And they say, what? I said, it's a big cross in Kerrville. And I have all these things that happen and da-da-da. And I've had all these people I know. And they just look at me with this look like, you're crazy. Did your friends accept this, or did they look at you like you were
crazy? Oh, they're used
crazy?
To me.
Or did they look at you, you're crazy already?
No. They look at me crazy already. They know how I am. I mean, yeah. I just, you know, I try to do my best to live in the supernatural, and they know that. And I'm very transparent about the things that happen, and they happen a lot. And I want to live that way, and they know it. And so I'm quick to tell them, even if they don't believe. I do have a lot of friends that don't really know the Lord yet, and I'm believing that they will.
Yeah.
And so I like to place myself around people who do not know him yet. I don't want to stay just in the church. I want to be the church and be out there.
Right.
And so I'm around a lot of people who are in addiction. I'm around a lot of people who need him.
Yeah.
And so that's what I want. I don't want to just be in the church. I mean, I want to be out there and be the church.
Be
and
the
so,
church.
And that was a lot of the things that he downloaded at the cross, was that I would be doing things a little bit different.
Yeah.
And that's okay.
And you know, I love, one of the things I love about that story is that exactly 2 years.
Oh.
I mean, God is in the details, isn't he? He doesn't just give us something general and we have to figure it out. He's so detailed and specific. I love that. That's just so sweet about our Father. Well, tell me about the time that Max Griner made a beeline for you up at the cross.
So I was up there. This was early on. It was the cross wasn't even finished yet. And I did not even know what the gold dust, I had no grid for that. And he ran across, he saw it. It was so much on all of me that he saw it from across the way. I mean, I was like, how did he see that?
The Bible calls that the Shekinah glory, just for people that will be listening. And Max calls it the glory dust. So,
the glory dust.
Right? Like Moses had on his face. Yeah.
So he made a beeline for me and he said, do you know what you have all over you? And of course I couldn't see myself. So I had no idea. And I said, no, what? And he said, look at you. I had it on my face. I had it on my neck. I had it on my hands. I mean, I was covered and it was so thick. So anyway, it was amazing. And I've had it quite a few times since then. So I know what to look for now, but, Max was the first one to point it out.
Yeah. And you know, I've always often wondered why God does that. You know, it's just a kiss on the forehead. It's you know, what's the purpose of it? I don't know, but I think it's just, he loves us and he just likes
just
doing,
manifest presence.
Yeah. Yeah. Know. Just little kisses, you know, just here, I'm here. I want you to, in fact, I see what right there. I just saw one glisten and I don't normally see it. I'm not one that sees it every time, but I just saw it just glisten on your cheek right then, just
it
in one spot.
Quite a bit. Yeah.
Praise God. Well, you're giving glory to God and his glory is here.
No,
so
that's what we're here for.
And so Max, he has to point those things out. You know, he's like a watchdog. I mean, he is looking for those things.
He sees them. We've been in restaurants before. I've been in restaurants with Max Griner and we sit in there talking and all of a sudden he'll look across the way and he say, look, there it is. I was like, what? He said, there's some glory dust. But the person doesn't know what he's talking about. So Max goes and explains it to him. They look at him in the beginning, but Max has a special ability that after he gets talking to him, they say,
Well, you know what was so special is, especially at the beginning of my time over at the cross, I was seeking. There was so much I didn't know yet. Mm-hmm. There was so much I wanted to know, but I didn't know yet. And I mean, I'm still like that, but there was definitely a beginning stages of hunger and going, okay, who are you really? And what am I really here to do? And what can I do for you? And what does all this look like in the kingdom? And I just had a ton of questions. And when he showed me the glory dust, I saw that fun side of Jesus. I saw the fun side of God going, hey, I'm fun, I'm cool, I'm real, I'm all of
I'm
these
here.
Things.
Yeah,
and I'm not 3,000 years old. You know?
And it was just such an awesome part of him that I love the supernatural part of it. It's just exciting, fun.
Isn't
it's exciting.
It?
Yeah.
And so me seeing that, that was just another big...
He's so personal, isn't he? He's such a personal
God. And he knows that not everybody would get a kick out of that, but I do. And so he shows me all the time.
Right.
Or is there any one experience that is special to you after all the things that you've seen and been up there that you could share with our audience?
Oh, it would definitely. Well, yes, I do have one more. I'll try to wrap it up quick. So my cousin, who's been missing for 3 years, she has two children, and they are the same ages as my children, and which they're 9 and 7. And anyway, so I went up there to pray for her, and she's still not back yet. But the way that the kids drew underneath the cross, and I got a picture of them. I'll have to send the picture to y'all. But anyway, so they stood underneath the cross, and I got a picture. It was nighttime, and just the light shining down, and all the kids holding hands, crying out to God for her to come back. I know she'll come back.
Yes.
And she's in addiction, and she's not doing very good. So that was my special moment of watching those kids, knowing for a fact that she's coming home one
day. That's amazing.
One more time, how can people get in touch with you, with your ministry?
MercyGateMinistries.com. Mercy, M-E-R-C-Y, Gate, G-A-T-E, Ministries.com.
All right. Loetta Roschke, again, how can people reach you for your ministry? And also talk a little bit about how they can reach the folks here at the Cross.
Well, to reach my ministry, they can go to loetta.org, L-O-U-A-D-A.org, or they can call our office at 830-315-6233.
And you have a singing ministry, too. You do music as well as preaching. Okay.
Yeah. And of course, everyone needs to come to the Empty Cross, the Sculpture Prayer Garden, 520 Benson Drive, Kerrville, Texas. Go to the website, thecomingkingfoundation.org, thecomingkingfoundation.org, or you can call their office at 830-928-7774, 830-928-7774. You don't want to miss it. God will bless you and meet you there. You need to be there.
And these people that we have on, by the way, for those of you listening, we're not making this up. They're not making this. These are just people that we've met and encountered and had these real life experiences at the cross.
Amen.
And you can have that real life experience.
Exactly. There. God is no respecter of persons. What he's done for one, he'll do for another. Just cry out, be hungry, like Che was talking about.
Consider making a donation to the cross in Kerrville or your organization one more time.
MercyGateMinistries.com.
That'd make you feel good.
Yeah.
Well,
or Loetta.
Yes, or Loetta.org. Yeah.
Here's Don Kennedy with Vistra's comments.
Hi. David Clark from Art Tours in Comfort, Texas said, thank you so much for your email and the amazing work that you and your staff are doing. TCKF is beyond inspirational and clearly a gift from God for all to see. I too believe that because TCKF is a sculpture art garden, it is opening doors to folks who may not otherwise explore what God has created through you and your team. Since my first trip to the Empty Cross, I have come back several times and will continue to make that stop a high priority in my life as I continue to seek a stronger relationship with God. I do believe in miracles, though, and I know that God is working on me every day. For well over 15 years, I have been working on what I believe God gave me as a destiny through my work to support the arts. Somehow, God connected us, and I have no doubt that will ultimately lead to many exciting new opportunities for us both as we continue our work. Reverend Joy Richard of Centerville, Texas said, I came to Kerrville to camp in my RV, and so thrilled to find the Coming King Foundation mountaintop. Such a beautiful adoration. Hence, here is my membership for an Ambassador of the Cross. I am a full-time United Methodist solo pastor in Centerville, Texas. Anyway, great job. Blessings. Brett on TripAdvisor said, wow, we enjoyed the prayer garden immensely. The sculptures were beautiful, and I love the prayer rocks. Divine. Juliana Alf of Houston, Texas said, it is an honor to support God-ordained ministries that glorify our Father, and I look forward to seeing more of his miraculous works through TCKF, praising him always. Melody Tamaho of Sebastian, Texas said, just passing through and appreciate the beauty of the garden. Thank you. Jim Robbins of San Antonio, Texas said, thanks be to God for creating and sustaining the worshipful ground. And Cynthia Andrade of Natalia, Texas said, this is truly a place of peace and healing. His presence is here.
We'll be back with more of The Cross at Kerrville right after this. Folks, this is Roy Holly again. When you come to Kerrville to visit the Coming King Sculpture Prayer Garden, you need to visit the Wyo Ranch Hotel in the Inn of the Hills, who are Friends of the Cross. Now, if you're looking for a unique Texas Hill Country experience, these two historic hotels are the place to stay and eat. The Griners and I think they have the very best buffets in Texas. Also, if your group needs a really unique, memorable place to hold your convention, conference, family reunion, or wedding reception, you can't beat these two beautiful hotels. The Wyo Ranch Hotel is within sight of the Empty Cross, about a mile away. To check out these two great hotels, please visit their websites, wyoranchhotel.com, that's Y-O-R-A-N-C-H.com, or theinnofthehills.com, that's I-N-N-O-F-T-H-E-H-I-L-L-S.com. Also, if you will tell your waiter or the hotel clerk that you are a Friend of the Cross, they will give you a special discount. Really? Hi, folks. This is Roy Holly. God called my friends Max and Sherry Griner back in December of 2001 to build a beautiful sculpture prayer garden to bring glory and souls to Jesus Christ. Since then, the Griners have given their time, talent, and money to see this vision fulfilled in Kerrville, Texas. Their generous donations have been made possible by the grace of God and by people like you who have purchased Max's original artwork since 1978. Max's copyrighted artwork includes drawings, paintings, sculpture, jewelry, Christian swords, and a line of high-quality art gifts in all price ranges. Today, Griner art is collected in all 50 states and over 65 countries and can be found in many prestigious institutions and collections around the world. Max's art has been owned by well-known Christians such as Billy and Franklin Graham, James Dobson, Bill Bright, Charles Stanley, Pat Robertson, Joyce Meyer, Chuck Swindoll, John Hagee, Paul Crouch, Jesse Duplantis, Oral Roberts, Governor Mike Huckabee, President George W. Bush, and Pope John Paul II, among others. If you would like to own or give a piece of Max's Holy Spirit-inspired artwork, visit his website, www.maxgrinerart.com. That's www.maxgrinerart.com or call 1-800-637-9651, weekdays between 8 and 5 p.m. That number again, 1-800-637-9651. Please help the Griners finish building the Coming King Sculpture Prayer Garden by purchasing a beautiful piece of Griner original artwork.
If you need a miracle in your life right now, God is the same yesterday, today, and forever. If He ever worked miracles, He still does. We can choose God's plan for our lives instead of Satan's. Pray right now with the Coming King Foundation founder, president, artist, evangelist, Max Griner, Jr.
God, I need your help and your miracles. I need you in my life. Make me a new creation. I surrender my life to you. Jesus, I believe you are God, the Son of God, who died for my sins 2,000 years ago on a cross. Fill me with your Holy Spirit. Baptize me with fire and power. Manifest your 9 gifts of the Holy Spirit in my life according to your will. I promise to live for you and give you all the glory for any miracles you work. Thank you, God, for saving and empowering me. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, amen.
If you just sincerely prayed that prayer with Max, you are now saved, born again, filled, and baptized with the Holy Spirit. Congratulations. Now get a modern translation Bible. Read the entire New Testament. Pray every day. Find a good spirit-filled Christian church and get water baptized. Also, would you please let us know about your decision for Christ?
Folks, this is Roy Holly again. If you are ever in the Kerrville area, just 1 hour northwest of San Antonio, well, stop by and see what God is doing at the Empty Cross. You can also take a virtual tour by visiting one of our 4 websites, such as thecrossatkerrville.org. This free garden is being built without debt, through donations of Christians. Would you pray about making a gift to the Coming King Foundation so we can finish the 24.5-acre garden to bring glory and souls to Jesus Christ? All gifts are tax deductible. Thank you.